Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Well, her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often
about that.
Today, it's actually not even about that, even one tiny little ounce, little smidge, little atom. It's not even one tiny bit about that. Today, it's about our friend Jen Kramer!
Hi!
Thank you for having me. The perfect magician. That's how I know her.
Yes.
So kind.
Literally perfect in every way.
Okay. I'm gonna say we're
actually a magician, not a joke. She's actually a magician.
She's actually incredible. She blows our mind in this episode. And I do have to say, in real time, this is what's happening first. This is what people are hearing first. But in real time, we just came from the end of the episode where if you listen all the way through the episodes, you know that we do mouth farts at the end of this episode. And then we had this lovely, classy lady come sit here, and I saw it coming, and I said, we're headed toward mouth farts this professional, gracious member of the magic castle.
Before we absolutely eat it at the end of the podcast, the whole episode is incredible. We learn about the history of magic, women's involvement in magic, Jen's magic show. We even see a little bit of magic. So if you are not watching the YouTube version of this, switch to the video because you'll get to see some magic.
Mom said. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turn me on. Even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. I don't think it's about a magician.
Bravo.
It could be. Every little thing she does is magic. What the hell else
is
she up to?
About someone magical.
It is about someone magical. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do, I did pitch to Allie, hey, should we change the lyrics? Everything she do just turns me on. And Allie was like, no, we have to commit to the real lyrics.
It's about a female magician.
Yeah.
Listen.
I said,
I seen Jen, she's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. So kind.
I seen her online, she's beautiful. It applies.
I just loved the magical customization.
Of course. We're honored. We're excited to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've already introduced her. We do the intro after we record the episode. But we've already introduced her. We have our friend Jen Kramer on the pod.
Hello.
We're so excited. This is our first time having a magician on the pod.
Very honored right now.
Dave and I are nervous because...
Okay, we're genuinely nervous.
We're genuinely nervous and excited. I want to know if magic is real, and I suspect it might be.
I think it is.
And to be sitting next to someone magical is scary and cool.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're really, really pumped. We don't get nervous
to have guests,
but we're excited.
Oh my gosh, I'm incredibly excited to be an honorary sibling for this episode.
Yes,
my new brother.
I get to be a magical Gibbs.
Yes. Because here's the thing.
There's only one.
Not all Gibbs are magical.
No.
Most of the Gibbses, not magical.
I mean, I feel like you all are so magical in your own ways. You're so musically magical.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, well, that, by the way, that is the question I get the most. When I tell people that I'm a magician, their response is usually, oh, cool. So what instrument?
Oh my gosh, because they miss here.
I'm gonna like abracadabra.
Yeah. You have to say like abracadabra.
You're like, no, like ta-da.
Like ta-da.
Like a bippity boppity boo.
No, for real. Yeah, we're talking bippity boppity. Okay, I did hear through a little birdie told me that you were a theater major in college. Is this true?
Yeah, I was.
Is this the same flavor of theater major that
which is annoying?
Annoying. You're not striking me as loud and annoying in the way that.
No, I know.
Because I was musical theater, which is different than theater. Theater has gravitas.
And there's only two things you can do with a musical theater major, which is be on Broadway or this.
Yes.
Or literally this.
Okay, tell us how you went to school for theater.
Perfect. I did. So there wasn't a major in witchcraft and wizardry.
Of course.
I figured magic, I was deciding between majoring in either theater or psychology because I feel like magic is right at that intersection.
Yeah.
And then I found out that if you major in theater, you can do a show as your senior project. And I was like, oh, done. Oh. I want to do a magic show as my senior project.
Wait.
It's going to be a major part of senior year. So we did this experimental magic show.
Wait.
Yeah, it's really fun.
No, but you have to tell me more about experimental
magic. Wait, hold
show.
On. Actually, go wait. Back a little further. When did you realize you had powers? Yes. Like, how old were yes. you?
I woke up in the morning and I just felt the powers one day. Yeah. No, I was 10. My Uncle Steve gave me a magic book, this old school book called The Royal Road to Card Magic from the 1940s.
Whoa.
Yeah, the kind of book that would say, you know, take off your top hat and reach into your trouser pocket and
yes.
your inner jacket coat pocket. Like a very classic magic book, a great book
Whoa.
To this day. And I just became completely obsessed with magic from that point on.
Is that, I do feel Wait. Like magic as an art has a flavor of that era often. Is that, was that like, was there a big blossoming of magic like in that era, like 30s, 40s? Do you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
why,
magic,
why
well,
does
magic
a lot of it feel?
Such an interesting history for sure. Like, and so many things that you wouldn't even know about magic.
Yeah.
So for instance, there was around the turn of the 20th century, there was a magician, a female magician named Adelaide Herman,
okay.
who performed with her husband for many years. And after his death, went on to continue touring and performing and headlining the show herself,
Whoa.
Which so cool to think like a legendary female magician
yeah.
100+ years ago
Whoa.
Doing her thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and even like, okay, the history, so cool. So Gloria Day, first magician to ever perform on stage in Vegas, and I believe it was 1941 at Whoa. The El Rancho. And she was a woman, which is
no
so cool.
No way.
And
way.
She was also so cool. I met her when she was 96 or 97. She came
no
to
way.
The opening night of my show.
Living history.
And she
Whoa.
Was just such a cool woman. We'd run into each other at the hotel. And she would always be dressed to the nines.
Hell yeah.
We have a photo of one time we ran into each other and we were both wearing these like bedazzled sparkly gold dresses and we happened
yes.
to be matching and we're like we need
yes.
it, we need a photo. So she was just such an incredible, you know, icon in magic who
I love that.
You know, made history. And it's so a lot of really interesting stories throughout
Whoa.
Magic history.
Okay,
sure.
So I'm sure if I'm doing a good job of podcasting, if Allie and I are doing a good job of podcasting, we've already said in the intro that part of your title and excitement is that you are, this still true that you're still the only headlining female magician in Vegas? Am I saying that right?
I am, but there are more and more. What's really cool is that there are more and more women and girls getting into magic every day, which I think is
Dude.
Awesome. And so I feel like
basketball
the direction
too.
That's heading in.
Basketball too.
Basketball too. I don't know if y'all heard.
Hey, look, WNBA.
Women are out here doing things that men were. I was literally talking to someone earlier today and I was like, there's going to be a magician on my podcast. And the person I was talking to was like, well, you should ask him if blah, 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 blah. And I said,
Watch it.
And by the way, women can be doctors too.
Yeah.
So
doctors,
just know that.
Magicians. Anything
here, here.
And everything.
If you were assuming.
Here.
Yeah. Okay, so there's yeah. more girls being magicians.
There are, which I think is so cool. Like there was Whoa. A magic group I was a part of back when I was a kid. And I feel like this is a microcosm of just the direction the magic world is heading in. That for the years I was a part of the group when I was like 11, 12, up through 18 when I aged out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably about 20 boys and I was the only girl. Now in that same group, several young girls.
Wow.
Which I love to see.
Come on, girls.
Yeah.
Okay, is this
Malala?
So we have did you say Malala? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I was giving Malala credit. I don't know why. Malala, yeah. thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Malala.
Go Malala.
Malala for the Tada, the Abracadabra. She's the one. Unbelievable. Yes. Okay, so I was looking at our Instagram mutual friends and
yes.
I texted my friend. He says that you guys met a long time ago and there's no way you'd remember. His name's Taylor Meacham.
He
but
said
I was
you were
like,
a huge bully.
Wait,
yeah.
Taylor Meacham.
You know Taylor
oh
Meacham?
Oh my gosh, I haven't
gotcha.
Heard that name. We went to magic camp together.
Okay, so this is what I was going
to
ask you
yeah,
about.
We went to Tiffin's.
I was like,
oh my gosh, how's he doing?
I
haven't
like,
seen him in years.
He's out here. He's like an animator storyboard guy
oh,
in like the
so
animation
cool.
world. He's amazing.
Oh, amazing.
We went to
Taylor,
college
Taylor, on the off chance you're watching this, what's up?
Yes, we'll
congrats
send
on your animation magic.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, so cool.
Because yes. I was like, Taylor. So I texted Taylor the other day. I was like, bro, we're having Jen Kramer on the podcast. Like, what's the scoop? Do you guys actually know each other? Are you just a fan? What's up? And he was like, no, we went to a place
yes.
at Bryn Mawr College.
We did at Bryn Mawr. Tannen's Magic
Tannen's,
Camp. Yeah,
which
he's
is
such a
Hogwarts,
nice guy.
Right? Tannen's
it,
sort
it
of
has
is.
Hogwarts vibes for sure. The Gothic architecture.
Because I didn't know about
spot.
Tannen's at all. And he was telling me about it. And it's like,
do you have
it
to
was
have
an
powers
amazing
to know about it, do you think?
You have to have powers
because
to
I've
know about it.
Because I've never heard of it.
you have to get the letter from the owl in the mail, show up and be like, Allie.
Yes. I'm like, there's so much you know that's simply by way of having powers.
Yes.
Okay, you know what?
Yes.
Grant.
At summer camp,
yeah,
you'll pull pranks on your friends or something, you know, like,
oh, this is a good question,
right? So you see where this is going. Yeah. What pranks can you possibly pull at magic camp?
So many magical.
It seems like it would unlock unlimited possibilities.
Everybody would be seeing it.
I know. See, this
magicians try to find like magician foolers. Sometimes there's a way to do a trick, right? And there can often be several ways to accomplish the same thing, right? Let's say I want to read your mind. There might be 17 different ways of doing that.
Okay.
But oftentimes, the best way to do something is the most straightforward way to do it. And people will debate about what's the best way. It depends on lots of variables, right? Are you doing this for TV or in person or for how many people and what are the angles and all kinds of things?
Yes.
But magicians will have this whole genre of magic called magician foolers, which often are a much more convoluted way to do the trick. Like, you really wouldn't want to do the trick under most circumstances way.
Wow.
Because it's just generally not the best way to do the trick.
Sure.
But it sort of has all these red herrings built in that will throw magicians off, where magicians are like, oh, you're trying to do this.
So the average Joe won't even pick up on, like, you're doing a hand thing that signals to a magician, I'm doing it the old school razzle-dazzle way.
And they're like, they're doing the razzle-dazzle move.
Yes.
So then you like seem like you're doing the razzle-dazzle move, but then something happens that wouldn't be possible using the razzle-dazzle move, and the magicians are like, phew.
I want a magician.
This is the whole premise behind the show Fool Us, Penn and Teller Fool Us, right? Which I'm assuming you've been on.
I've been on the show a few times and had such a great experience. Penn and Teller, their whole team, they are wonderful.
Wow.
They made it so much fun.
That's amazing.
And they really care about magic too. Like, you can tell everybody who's a part of that show wants the magic and everybody who's a part of it to just show up really well. They really, they're invested. They care. It was an amazing team.
So who do you tell your secrets to?
I'm already excited. Al.
Fellow magicians, of course.
How do you know? How does someone qualify?
Okay, this is a really excellent question.
Yeah.
So I think different magicians would have different answers to this, but in the intro of a book that my fellow magician Joshua Jay wrote, and he's a great magician, I remember him writing that he felt like it comes down to effort. Like, if you're just passively scrolling on TikTok and a magic secret shows up, he would say, like, okay, that you didn't really show a desire to go and find that information.
You have to want it.
But if you go and actively, not just because you're curious about the secret, but if you actively are like, okay, I want to learn and my intention is to put in effort towards learning, then he's like, that effort is to him what made the difference. And I'm like, oh, I feel like that resonates. Like, if you're someone who's putting in the effort, then
curiosity, like proper curiosity.
This
like,
is a different episode than we've ever had. I'm having so much fun.
Yeah,
we've never had a person come out. I feel like we're getting a history lesson. I feel like I'm learning.
I know, you're so smart.
I'm genuinely just like so.
Well, she's got like a real show in Vegas.
No, I know.
She's got like a real show.
Friday,
in Vegas.
Saturday, Sunday.
I know.
Each and every weekend.
Thank you for the plug.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Okay. There was something that popped up in my brain when you were talking. Oh, okay. So we come from the background, not Grant. He's genuinely cool. Allie and I are like theater nerds. Yeah. Grant is like
I love theater nerds.
Okay, great.
And I can tell Grant, he emanates coolness.
He's genuine.
Grant, the coolness that he emanates is that he doesn't actually care about what we're talking about at all.
I do care.
No, is it let the me angle be clear. He doesn't care about what these two people are talking about.
No, he cares about you for sure.
Not at all. Okay,
if I'm an honorary sibling, then I feel like you gotta just be like, whatever.
You're right.
It's just my sis.
That's right.
Okay, so we grew up like theater kids, and we grew up like church kids, but my question comes more from theater kid, from the theater kid perspective, which is, it seems like the magic community is very community and very supportive, at least from the outside. I know in the theater world, it can get quite competitive and quite backstabby.
Oh, yeah.
Does that exist in the magic space? Is it as competitive?
To make an enemy of a magician?
Yeah, no.
Allie's like, no way.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
The people I've been surrounded by have been super supportive.
Great.
Which is amazing. And yeah. I feel like in any field, you have all kinds of people. And so to say, totally. Okay, is there no competition? Like, no, I'm sure there, you know, some people where there's magic beef, but for the most part,
yeah.
at least the people who I've been around, like, we'll help each other as we're developing yeah. routines. We'll give feedback. Yeah. Well, it's like a very collaborative, awesome community.
Yeah.
As also, to answer Grant's question from before, I had a thought. Allie, may I hand this to you for a moment?
Yes. Oh.
Okay.
Your headphones, Mike.
You're headphoned. Here, I'll take your headphones.
She's leaving.
Wait, while you go do this, it definitely makes me feel like.
What?
I need to know, what would you.
Thank you to Malala for the girls doing yes. magic in America.
Thank you, Betsy Ross, for the girls doing magic in America.
Thank you, Caitlin, what's her name, from the WNBA for
Caitlin
the
Clark?
Girls.
Yes, Caitlin Clark's breaking down barriers for the girls doing magic in America.
They might be doing magic other places too.
No, I think girls are doing magic in America mostly, probably. If you had magic beef, how would that go?
Magic beef. You know the song from 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee?
Oh, yeah,
like,
magic.
Magic fort.
Yes. Unbelievable.
That's literally what it came. No, I would never have beef with a magician because they're more powerful than me.
They can cut you in half.
What? They can cut you in half.
Oh, here comes Jen. Here comes Jen. You can't say that out loud, actually. I don't think.
Actually,
I think they could chop you in half. Could you? Yeah. You could.
Actually,
I'm so excited.
A couple years back, we sawed Whitney Cummings in half.
You did?
Which was super fun.
And she's intact, famously.
She's back now.
Yeah, yeah, she's back together.
Okay, great.
She's back together.
How long's
thriving?
The recovery period for that?
Excellent question.
Yeah, I feel like it's most people
depends
are that
depends how
night.
Good the magician
oh,
is.
Oh, there you go. Amen.
If I got cut in half, I would take the next day off of work for sure.
Totally.
You'd be like, listen, I was just sawed in half.
I was just sawed in half. If not now, when can I take the day off?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, like the magical part really isn't the sawing in half. Like anybody could do that. It's really the putting back together.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Very fair point. You know? Very fair point. A lot of us, anyone in this room could cut somebody in half, but only one of us.
Do not recommend.
Could put it back together.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Allie, if I may hand this to you for a moment.
Oh my gosh.
Grant was asking, what was it like at Magic Camp? And I wasn't plenty, but I'll show you what we would get in trouble for at Magic Camp. Which is, okay, so magicians, we would have these card fights sometimes where we would spring cards at each other. And cards can,
what?
Like cards are sharp.
Yeah. Yes.
So we would do like that sort of thing, right? Like you can make...
She's making cards pop.
They're flying
into the
what
air.
What you do? There are the four.
Whoa!
Aces, boom.
What?
But what we would do is we would just like do them at each other like that, and you could see how like you just completely like
what
cards all over. It would make a mess. People could get like cut with cards. It's, you know, you've seen the guys who like slice or girls.
Yes.
Or anybody who slices cards with like watermelons cards.
Yes, even girls can slice fruits with cards. Even girls.
Thank you, Malala.
Thank you, Malala.
Malala.
Malala, the slicer extraordinaire.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
My
there
gosh.
Was an era in middle school me that you made me flash back to. Middle school me. First of all, the aces. Did we clock that was the aces that flew?
I said, oh my gosh.
Oh, I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
There was like middle school boy basement where you're like playing mini hockey and also trying to like. Flick a card to get it to stick into a piece of cardboard. Like,
you can
really do some damage.
Yeah, no, I believe
Our theater kid fights are just like singing as loud as we can back and forth. It doesn't really.
No,
it's
theater
like,
kid fights are like behind closed doors being like, she's not even that good.
Yeah. She's honestly.
Did you see her? She messed up the combo literally every single time.
She doesn't even understand the point of this character or how they're serving this story. It's disgusting. Yeah. That's how theater kids are. Gross. Your kids are gross. Unsupportive.
Okay. So Allie was telling me before we filmed. So you all grew up in Michigan.
Yes.
And were you all theater kids growing up? Like from the womb? Were you like,
I am a
theater kid?
I would say the two of us, yes. I'm the oldest of four of us. There's another one who's not here. I would say
we love her. She didn't want to be a part of the podcast
because
you said she's not here
because she's the coolest one of all.
No, she's the coolest one of all of us. That's why she's not here.
Nerds on the couch, cool people behind, the coolest of all, nowhere to be seen. Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere to be seen.
Coolest of all across town. At
yes,
any given
fully,
time.
Fully. So we grew up doing like singing at church and like doing mm-hmm. that kind of thing, which like the church kid to theater kid pipeline is strong. It's strong.
Half, there's traffic. Half
of
I'll
a,
tell you that.
Half of a Broadway show is pastor's kids. I can tell you that much. So we, yes, but then Grant and Annie were a little more sport.
Definitely not theater kids. Like Wait, not
but
even
Annie has such a theater name.
It is like a very Annie. Theater name. Correct. Oh my gosh.
NYC.
But yeah,
I remember Grant. Playing Miss Hannigan and Annie.
You
when
did?
I was a kid. I played Miss Hannigan. I loved.
You are so. So not, so
you're not Hannigan. Against Hannigan at all. That's actually, I can't think of
That's
worst
the worst casting.
Casting
I've ever heard.
We have to call your theater department yeah. and say, somebody's got a bad picker.
Say she it was is. Not Miss Hannigan. Recast that retroactively.
Listen, it was the highlight of my seven-year-old year.
Hey, look, that's a good part. It's a juicy role.
It was a fun
And we're not
role
saying you
play.
Didn't do
I would have just cast you as Annie. That.
Yes,
Annie.
We're just saying.
Y'all are so sweet and so kind. Like, you mean I don't give off Miss Hannigan vibes?
No, not even one bit. Not an ounce of you gives off Hannigan vibes. Grant, do you know what character we're talking about? This is the woman who runs the orphanage and is
of
mean.
Of course not, yeah.
She's okay. really mean. She's really mean.
Does this ring any yeah. bells, Grant? Little girls, every day I eat, sleep, and dream them. Does that mean
Does that
anything,
ring anything
to you?
Does that ring any bells?
It doesn't, actually.
But, okay.
All right, Grant is not a theater kid.
That's
no.
okay.
Yeah. See, you know, I was forced, through osmosis, I understand theater.
Through osmosis, I understand
oh my
theater.
Gosh, this sounds like what my siblings would say about how they were the guinea pigs for all my magic tricks.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so it's like you had the same experience with theater
yes.
kid siblings.
How many siblings do you have?
Yeah, I have two younger sisters.
Mm. No way. And where are they in the world?
They're in New York.
And how are they with sleight of hand?
And they, I think when you grow up and you're the one who always has to see every card trick, I think you're like, I will do anything but be a
yeah,
magician
because
it's like it was my thing.
I can't believe you've had power since you were 10 years old. I don't know why I pictured you like falling into it in college or something, but it's a lifelong
always
love.
Always loved it That's ever amazing. Since I was a kid. I worked through school as a magician and then in college I was like, all right, how do I take this thing I really love and work out the practical realities of turning that into a full-time career and then moved out to Vegas.
You're one of the only people I know that actually like in real actual ways like achieved your dreams fully.
She looked at me when she said it. She was like
I was like, by the way, no offense, please don't be hurt by this, but I only know one person in this room who's achieved their dreams.
Unbelievable.
Hate to say very okay, true. I feel like you had an idea of what you wanted to do when you were a kid and now you're doing it.
I'm super grateful to get to do something I really love to do.
It's sick.
I feel Major. Like you all are you all not living your dream? Like, what's the ultimate? What's
no,
like,
totally.
Okay.
I mean, more of this.
Yeah.
More of this.
See, y'all are, you're
bigger,
doing it. You're doing the
room.
Thing.
Bigger room, I guess.
Room.
I don't know. I don't know.
But money, by the way.
Money.
I mean, this room, you know, you all don't see. It's like double the size of what you're seeing right now.
It's
there's
true. It is a big
all
room.
That space over there. Yeah. So my husband Dylan's like chilling.
Dude,
there was
Dylan's
a whole,
here.
Yeah. A whole setup over there.
We get Dylan here. Dylan told us when you were in the bathroom that
yes,
he doesn't
just
get
about
to
say
know
this.
Any secrets.
Nope. Need to know basis.
I'm shocked by this. I thought you'd at least tell a lover.
Need to know basis.
Okay. This is the opposite
it's
of how it goes.
More fun now.
In my marriage, my wife receives a lot of, hey, is this funny? Hey, can you come here for a second? Is this funny? Which is like the opposite of what it sounds like is going on in your house.
Okay,
mine's like, hey, babe, I know you're busy. Are you asleep? Sorry, can you wake up? Because I got to run a TikTok by you. Do you mind?
It
They're never funny
like,
when
it
I
It sounds
have
like
to
she has great she feedback
has,
then.
She has good feedback. She has very good patience.
Yeah, I was going to say she's patient. She has great taste and she's patient.
And we've navigated
Beautiful
in
combo.
our relationship. We've arrived at things that I think a lot of boys like me need to arrive to, which is asking the question, hey, is now a good time for me to show you this thing? Because often I'm excited about the thing.
Right.
Right.
So I'm coming in like, I've got an idea.
Something important.
And she's busy.
Yeah.
I get that.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like sad that she doesn't like my idea.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she's
just
on a Zoom.
Yeah.
Like,
I totally get that.
She's working her job.
We were talking about this recently because Dylan is a total night owl. Like, his background's in tech and he would stay up and program. And I'm more of a morning person. So sometimes I'll come home from doing the show and it's like, I love doing the show. We do a meet and greet after everyone. We get to meet everybody. Yeah. And sometimes the meet and greet is like as long or longer than the show itself, which it really is fun. Like I really genuinely love it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's like, okay, we go straight from meeting with the crew, making sure everything's set. I go through my checklist and my pre-show stuff. And then we go and do the show directly into the meet and greet. So at that point, it's like several hours of being on in a row, it's like, okay, everybody, you know, and I don't want to be phoning it in. Like I want to be actively listening to people at the meet and greet and engaging and making people feel as special as I can. And like, I really do appreciate people are taking their precious time and deciding to come see the show. So I'm like really giving it my all. And then I, you know, make sure everything is reset or I get home and Dylan is like, just winding up for the night, and he's had hours of things that he's like so excited to share about the history of dinosaurs and the universe and quantum physics.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, babe, I would love to hear, but not right now.
No, it's not the time.
Yeah, I'm just like, my brain is just not in a quantum physics kind of mode.
No, totally.
At that moment.
Your household and I've never like had a quantum physics mode. Yeah. These are all things I'm not at risk of encountering in any way.
Okay, we're going to head.
Physics, magic.
Grant is probably going to push us towards a haiku shortly, but I want to ask, you said after the show, you reset everything for the next day so that you're arriving. This is like annoying theater person question.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the shows that I've been a part of, you reset like during the day as you prepare for the show. Like people are there during the day. You reset right after it's done, or so how does the flow go?
Depends. So I'm big on checklists. Okay, this might lead into boring territory, so I'll keep it quick.
Love
but
it.
there's a book called Checklists, all about how miraculous and amazing checklists are. How doctors who have checklists save more lives. Like it's really awesome. It's actually a book that sounds incredibly boring, but it's actually really fascinating.
Whoa.
Checklist. I feel like maybe the title doesn't really do it justice, but it's a great book.
Sure.
It's a great book.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm big on checklists, even though, so we just celebrated our 1000th show.
Whoa.
In Vegas. So at this one theater.
Whoa.
And I am so grateful. Like I get to work with the most awesome people. I love the crew
I
work with.
That's major.
And so even though we've done all these shows and it's sort of like a controlled experiment in the sense that like, you know, okay, the lighting and the sound and kind of what you're working with theater wise, like that's all the same, but still I use my checklist just for my own peace of mind. Like I'm sure I could reset the show without it, but
for sure.
it's just nice to know like magic is so detail oriented
that
you just need to make sure that this thing is set up this particular way. And fortunately, like the team I work with, love them. They are amazing, and they do most of the setting up.
Have you had the same crew most of the time?
Yeah.
Same people?
Yeah, some of them since we started
really
8 years ago.
8 years? I've never done anything for 8 years. That's amazing. You're really employing people.
Thank you.
Okay, I get that. Group.
I'm very thankful.
The checklist thing is cool. I'm actually going to look checklists. That's going to be, because I understand what you're saying. Even though you know, like my comparison is I did Book of Mormon for 3 years. And by the time I was at the end of that, I know, five years short of this magic. But something that you do over and over,
years, a lot of years,
you
years.
Do arrive at a time where your brain starts to go, we're probably fine. Mm-hmm. But I do think there's that thing that like, once you start to give into, it's probably fine. That's when mistakes happen. That's when like, I'd imagine for you and in the theater world, safety issues happen too. So the checklist thing is like, that's cool. I just was curious about that.
I need to make lists.
I was curious about that.
I don't have any lists. My mom just said to me, I travel all the time for work. I'm out of town like literally half the time.
Wait, didn't you just say that you just came from...
I just came from Prague.
Prague.
I know, and Welcome I actually back. Just found out I might have a shoot in Prague in 3 weeks. How annoying is that?
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Okay, Allie is big in Prague.
I'm huge in Prague. They love me over there. But my mom said, she was like, every time I leave for a trip, my mom travels like literally a tenth of the amount of time I travel. She has a list of what she packs and what she does before she leaves the house.
Same.
She was like, why do you think through it every time? And I'm like, I don't know, for fun. I should have a checklist.
I love them. I nerdily love checklists so much. Wow. I can show you if you want after this. I'll show you. I have my pre-show checklist, my post-show checklist.
I do want to see it.
I have more things on the pre-show than the post-show. I try to keep the post-show because I feel like pre-show, I'm like, I'm fresh. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm like ready to make sure everything is set. But then also like, yeah, when I travel, I'll come out to LA probably about once a month just as a day trip to do a TV thing. And it'll be like a fly in the morning, Uber to the studio, do the 5-minute segment, Uber back to the airport, back to Vegas. So it's a quick one. So I have my, like, this is my what I pack for a day trip checklist. Whoa. So I can just kind of fly through it.
Smart.
Or I have like, okay, we're touring and we're going to be traveling for a bit.
Yeah.
And okay, here's like the,
and
we're
this is the kind
checklist.
Of organization and work ethic it takes to have 1,000 to do something for 8 years.
Yeah. I'm just a nerd. I'm just an organizational nerd.
Wow. Wild. Okay. Impressive. We do at the end of our sort of like chit chatting moment where we get to know people, we then try to do what we call a speed haiku.
Ooh.
Which a haiku is 5 syllables
and seven
syllables, five syllables.
Yep.
Yes. And we can pick anything that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do it, Allie will go first. The best way to do it is to get yourself trapped and try to work your way out of it.
So, you just start the sentence, and then
our listeners are very kind about this, but I did get put on blast last week because I'm usually teasing her about overusing her syllables.
Yeah, I don't really count.
And last week I got put on blast.
You
in
screwed
the
it up.
Yeah, because I did like 8, 7, 5 or something. Yeah.
You're like, I am redefining the haiku.
Look, yeah, we're
not
like
limited by the standards of what a haiku.
Extremely disrespected to like a long ancient art form.
Yes,
and we're like,
yes, it's beautiful.
We're like, anyway, okay. Here's my haiku.
Okay.
How come my powers never showed up? It's so sad to be magicless.
Whoa. Okay, wait, I want to react in both ways. I'm very impressed that you nailed that haiku, but also I'm like, magicless, you're so magical.
Yes.
I'm having two reactions at the same time.
I knew Jen's kind heart would not let that fly. I knew.
That was one of the best haikus I've ever done.
I was sort of hoping.
It was a great haiku.
I was sort of hoping Jen would channel more of her Miss Hannigan and say, yeah, that's right.
You'll
never be magic. Okay, if you'd like to go, you can go. And we've talked about, what have we talked about? Vegas, magic, anything.
Okay,
there's so many
see.
Things to talk about.
Magic camp memories, looking back.
Whoa.
5. I remember a photo of Taylor with a green hat.
Whoa!
'Twas fluffy.
Whoa!
I do. I actually remember. That's one memory I have. We have a random photo from magic camp, and there's like this fluffy green hat. He probably doesn't remember. It's weird the things that I don't know why I remembered that.
Yeah.
Like until you mentioned his name, I don't think I've thought about that hat since magic camp.
Because like, I think you guys were like 12 or whatever. Yeah. Like,
did people have crushes on each other in magic camp, or was there not enough girls there?
Well, there were.
We got Dylan to laugh on that one. He's in the back giggling.
I think there were.
Because we were having crushes at camp. Like sleepaway camp, it was like, who's the cutest guy at sleepaway camp? And then we all had a crush on him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
and
well,
then
for
he had
us,
a crush on one of the boys. That's how that worked.
I mean, I think we each could have had like 10 boyfriends. If you know.
Whoa.
So you're like swimming in opportunity.
Yeah, just flick that ace of hearts over towards Jimmy and see what happens. You know what I mean?
I feel like at magic camp, if one of the guys was like really good at magic, it would be like, that's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Allie just like living her teenage magic camp fantasies on the couch. Okay, I'm gonna do my haiku.
He pulls flowers out of his sleeve.
Boom.
Yes.
So romantic. Yes.
Okay. Quantum physics at nighttime is sometimes hard for a relationship.
Oh, nailed it. Okay, y'all, I'm going to go practice my haikus after this. I feel like you both set the bar high.
Well, we do once a week. We do once a week for like 2 years.
We should actually be good at this.
We should be better at it than we are. Every week we have, and then I'm desperate for more magic.
Yeah.
I'm desperate for more magic if you have it in your spirit.
Should I do the magic in a haiku? Like pick a card, any card.
Oh,
that would be crazy.
That would be
your card.
Oh my God. the
yes,
crossover.
It is. Oh my.
Oh my God. Wait, incredible.
I love it.
Whoa. Each and every week, people send us in a voice memo of a problem they're having, and we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least,
music.
And if you'd like to listen to this problem that's been sent in to us, and perhaps we can all solve it together for this person.
Wonderful.
This one comes in from our listener, Morgan. Oh, hold on. They're fixing the Wi-Fi. Literally, the Wi-Fi has been down all day.
Abracadabra Wi-Fi fix.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. Thank
you
very much.
Sims. I love you guys so much.
Wait,
genuinely,
love you back.
You were a highlight of my week. So thank you. My problem, unfortunately, at this time has to do with dating. specifically, this problem I keep coming across where not only are a lot of the guys struggling to sort of like keep a good conversation going, but even more specifically, like just asking questions, having a curiosity.
I know.
That this has been discussed on the internet time and time again recently, but genuinely, I'm wondering what you think can be done about this. And like, is there something I could be doing to just make the situation a little bit more interesting, more enjoyable for myself?
Oh my God, please don't blame yourself.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing the most. I'm asking good questions. I'm getting creative. I'm getting exploratory. I'm taking a tangent to another place and just like continuing to carry the conversation. And I will allow for like quiet, open space for them to do the same. Oftentimes it really does not happen. So I don't know. Any advice is appreciated. Would love to hear your guys's take. Thank you for your help.
You don't want to know my take.
These guys need to step up their game.
They can't. They're incapable. I'll tell you what. There's only one thing you can do.
Al is about to go crazy.
Board a ship and blast off to the moon, because everything here has to end. Board a spaceship.
A spaceship.
And blast off to space.
Space.
Because here where there is men, they actually can't do better. They actually don't have space in their brains. They're actually trying their hardest.
Maybe they should learn magic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That way they have an icebreaker. They can wow the women. I'm just saying, it's an idea.
Oh my gosh.
That's all. Just a thought.
Maybe. Whoa.
Just a thought.
They should learn magic. Then they'd have an icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
Just a thought. Learn magic.
Just a possibility for them.
Then they pull a coin from behind your ear, and then if they continued to suck, at least you'd have a brand new coin.
At least there's the coin.
At least there's the coin.
Maybe the coin will give you the ick, but at least there won't be silence.
That's right, amen. They should learn magic.
They should learn magic.
They should learn magic.
They should learn magic.
Incredible.
Unfortunately, in all reality, though, you aren't doing anything wrong. If you continue to rack your brain to try to figure out what you're doing wrong, you'll literally go crazy.
No,
you might as well board a ship and blast off to the moon.
I'm with you on this one. Morgan, we love you. Do not blame yourself for these lame-o boys.
I third that.
Lame-o boys.
This is what I was saying to my mom on the phone today. It's not even that they're lame. It's not even that it's like, this is not really a guy I like. They're crazy. they've like lost touch. When we're done, let me show you some text messages I received from a man today that they're not rude. They're not like whatever. They're literally nonsensical. Like you would need to decode them somehow. They're nutso butso, these men.
Grant,
is it the microplastics or
it's something going on with screens, I feel.
I mean, yeah, that's probably true.
I'm like, they've like... scrambled eggs for brains.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, so these texts, what were the subject of the texts?
I wish I could read subject? I wish I could read them out loud to you without being disrespectful to this man. But they're like he's like, "What's your sign?" And I'm like, "I'm a Libra." And he's like, "Incredible." And I'm like, "What's your sign?" And he's like, "Well, you'll have to guess." And I was like, "Well, I don't know anything about you." I was set up on a blind date by a friend. Mm-hmm. Like, she met this man and she gave me my phone number. I'm set up. So we're texting back and forth. We don't know each other at all. Blind date. And he's like, and I'm like, "Well, I don't know anything about you." And he was like, "Well, actually, let me read this one text."
Okay, only if you're comfortable. We don't want to put any poor dude on blast.
You know what? If he's watching this podcast, that's actually incredible.
Oh my god!
And he should reach out to me.
He's showing his dedication.
You're gonna love this.
I love it. It's an amazing podcast. He should watch.
I said, "It's hard to guess because I barely know anything about you, Aries." Just a wild guess.
Just taking a stab.
He says, "You wonder ... Who am I? Who me? When the wind blows, it wrapped around my trees for guidance. When fire erupted..."
Is this a haiku?
This is a haiku.
You guys, I'm telling you. "When fire erupted, it runs to my ecological rocks for security. When ocean lost its way, it takes rescue in my dirt. I am Mother Nature as a whole before and after."
He said all of this?
"Bound by intellect of the universe and its perfection. Therefore, I am unique perfectionism. One guess left. You're doing great, Allie."
That's what he said? You've never met?
This is a man my friend said, "You should meet this guy." You guys, it's like this. It's like this. It's worse than you think. What is that?
He said, "You think you own whatever land you land on the earth."
I just said I'm a Libra, and he said, "I'm bound by universal
intellect." Grant is
going
to bring us back to the show. Here
well,
we go.
I was going to say, first of all, you can't be friends with the friend who set you up anymore, because that's terrible. Second of all, I think he was running that whole thing through ChatGPT, and ChatGPT gave that text instead of him.
I did feel like there was a sort of chatbot scenario happening.
Yeah.
It was almost, anyway.
Anyway, but it's not just like a guy that doesn't ask enough questions.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know, to Morgan's question, there is one thing that Dylan and I did when we first started dating that in case it might help. So the New York Times had this thing called the 36 Questions to Love.
Oh.
And so question number one starts as a pretty chill, get to know you kind of question. And then by the time you get to 36, you're burying your innermost secrets.
Whoa.
So they kind of, you know, they're in these categories and they get more deep as you go through the questions. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that on every date, we would answer one question.
Whoa. Aww.
So we're like, okay, first date, we answered question number one,
what
then question
pace.
Number two.
Yeah.
And
it's
how
like
intentional.
Way to get to know each other. So I feel like if any of these guys who Morgan is dating happens to see this, 36 questions, if you don't know what to ask, at least
boys.
It's a starting point. They have an app, I believe.
Boys.
Tragically, I'm addressing the men all the time and they're not listening to this podcast.
Boys. Let me try. Boy, time out. No. Hey, boys. Hey, fellas. Come right here. This is Gabe's camera. Here we go. Boys.
They haven't even tuned in.
Hey, listen. I know you've never asked more than one question in your life, and 36 sounds like a lot. But trust me, one question per date, per day, you're going to get there in a little over a month. You're going to ask 36 questions in just over 4 weeks, and it's going to be a big life-changing experience for you. Boys, you can go ahead and do it. All right, fellas, get out there. Okay.
Too bad not a single man has ever tuned into this podcast.
Yeah, it's all ladies.
What can be done?
It's all ladies.
The girls. I'm sorry, girls, for what you're going through.
I think I would like for either next to be perhaps if you have any other trickery. I want to be tricked.
Got so much trickery up my sleeves.
And
actually, I'm not wearing sleeves today.
Ah,
but
see?
My metaphorical sleeves.
No sleeves.
No sleeves. Thanks,
no
Malala.
Sleeves.
Okay, great.
I would love to be.
I'd be honored.
Oh my
god!
Your mic again?
May I?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Wait, I'm so excited, guys. If there ever was, we have people listening on different platforms, and we have people tuning in on the YouTube. I'm 900 years old. If ever there was an episode to watch on YouTube, this is the episode.
Yeah, I'm not even going to describe what's happening for the listeners.
Thank you so much.
Switch to the video, please.
Yes, please.
Appreciate that. So we have
Hi, girls.
Hey, girly pops.
Hi. That's a literally the listeners.
Yes.
So luckily, I know I just completely made a mess of your studio with deck of cards number one. But fortunately, I travel everywhere with about 73 decks of cards.
Oh my gosh.
Dylan always says, like, we'll go out and I'll have my purse. And he'll be like, there is nothing useful in there. Like, if you need a chapstick, I don't have it. If you need a safety pin, no. Like, whatever useful thing you might have in a purse, no. It's all cards.
But she has a dove.
Oh, a dove. Yes. How did you know?
A dove and 52 bicycle decks. Yeah.
Actually, my magic assistant in Vegas, shout out to John. He's amazing. He's an incredible magician in his own right. He's invented magic. And he makes a giant macaw. Like, you know, colorful macaw appear.
No way!
He was known for a bird act, so he would make all these different doves appear in magical ways, and then as the grand finale, boom, Merlin the macaw.
Whoa.
Who he's had ever since Merlin hatched, pretty much.
Where does Merlin...
He's had him for 28 years. He and Merlin have been bros. And Merlin is... Merlin, he talks. He loves... pizza crusts.
Does Merlin sleep in like a top hat or does he sleep like in a normal bird way?
You know, that's a great question. Do magicians
sleep in top hats?
I think that the bird's probably in a top hat before it appears, no? Isn't that where you get the birds?
No, he doesn't. He's not hiding a macaw in his hat. I've never been a magician, but I know he's not hiding a macaw
honestly,
in his hat.
Honestly, if somebody pulled a macaw out of a hat, I would be pretty impressed.
It would be written about. It would be written about.
That would be amazing. That could be Allie's signature trick.
Oh my God.
Allie and the macaw out of the hat trick.
Oh my God.
And I'll finally be magic full.
Yes.
She's so magic full.
Magic
full. You're magic full already.
Oh my gosh.
The listeners, the viewers know you're magic full.
Oh,
yes.
So nice.
You're a magic full. Oh. All right. So we have... another deck of cards, since we have strewn the first one about the studio here. I think as a magician, by the way, it is a rite of passage to play 52 pickup so many times.
Sure.
It just comes with the territory.
I love it.
So, new deck of cards here. All different cards will show. Is this the best camera, Grant?
Yes.
All right. Everybody can see all the cards are different. The trick would not be very good if all the cards were the same.
Totally.
Looks different like a regular
cards,
deck
looks
of
like
cards.
A regular old deck to me.
And I would tell you guys if it didn't.
And we would be honest. can we go to Gabe's camera? They're different. I'm being honest. Because we're excited to have
Dylan
on. Dead ass, they're different. Okay, back to it.
Grant, choose one of your siblings right now.
And this is loaded, by the way.
Okay, so we're going to go Gabe. That's who you want this trick to be for. Okay, all right. Watch. Gabe, any card at all. Now make sure I'm not influencing you. Make sure I'm not pushing one in your direction. You think about it, just touch whichever one you want.
Okay. I'm going to touch that one.
That
right
one.
There.
Keep your finger on it.
Yes.
Take that card.
It's on it.
Make sure that is exactly the one you want.
Can I look
out
at it?
All that, you can go ahead and look at
I'm
it.
I'm looking at it. Should I show it to people? Should I show it? Grant, do we get it?
She's not peeking. She's genuinely.
Grant,
I actually,
you got it?
I also can't see it. Okay. Got it.
Got it.
Got
okay.
it. Got it.
I'm holding it close to my chest.
Wonderful.
Right. I almost said it out loud just because it's compulsory.
Go ahead. You can slide that card back in. The viewers got to see it.
Okay.
Anywhere you'd like.
Anywhere.
Anywhere at all. Out of all 52 cards.
This is exciting because I know it's going to work. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not nervous, but I'm nervous. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
Oh.
So a moment ago, Grant, I asked you to choose one of your siblings, free choice. You could have chosen Allie for this. You chose Gabe. Gabe, watch. We could have done this with Allie.
We're expanding.
We're gonna do it with Gabe, watch this. We're going to make the card invisibly travel through Gabe.
No.
Stop.
In fact,
where do I be? Who do I be?
Hold the mic. We can.
Do you want me to hold it?
For a moment. That
yes.
way you can hear it happen.
Yes. Yes.
ASMR.
It's like something went wrong at the chiropractor. Yes. Whoa.
Through Gabe.
Okay.
Gabe, go ahead. Take a look behind you. Out of all 52 cards, you chose one. Take a peek. Look behind you. I bet it even went. Oh, it went really far. Oh, we did this twice. It went through you and it went through the pillow the second time.
Oh no!
There we go. The first one went through Gabe. The second one,
I saw
it went
something
right
fall.
Through.
I saw something fall. Stop it!
Is it really over there?
Stop it!
No
it's
way!
Over here! Stop it!
No oh way! Oh is it God. The right card though?
It's the right card, and I told you it was the right card, and I wasn't nervous, but I was still nervous and excited, and I literally.
Wait, how did you do?
What if you had chosen Allie?
I say, how did you do that? Like she's going to tell us
but
now?
Here's what's happening right magic. Now is some showmanship because I heard a transition saying, but what if you had chosen Allie? So I'm tuning back in.
Oh, no.
No, she's making the point that she couldn't have guessed.
I know. Unbelievable. Are we on my camera? This is the one I showed you guys.
That was crazy.
This is the one I showed you. And I'm not even saying what the number is because then you got to watch the watch.
Real magic.
Ah. Wait, I'm so excited. Okay, okay.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
What do I do? Give it back?
I keep it as a souvenir.
Okay, oh my gosh.
That was amazing. You should get Jen to sign it.
How did that happen?
I would love to.
I was sitting here the whole time.
No,
right?
And we were watching.
And I literally saw it fall from the pillow. I don't. And the crazy thing is.
And she has no sleeves.
No sleeves.
Wow.
Wow. Thank Malala.
I want to ask so much about your show and the tricks you do at your show, but you can't say that because then.
Feel free. Ask away.
People have to come see it.
I would love for you to
can
come
you
see
can
it.
You we're gonna we want there are people who listen to this I'm sure who live in the Vegas area or who will
come,
be in the
come
Vegas
out,
area
see the show live
and
I'd
it is
it,
Fridays Saturdays and Sundays weekends
yeah. Week it's Fridays Saturdays and Sundays 5 p.m. at Westgate and it's all ages too so bring the whole fam
what a great
as
time.
You can tell from Jen's general vibe a kindness and a family friendliness so feel free to bring those young to the show.
Appropriate for all ages.
Appropriate for all ages, which this show that we're on right now, this podcast, is sometimes.
Sometimes. Largely.
And today, it very much is.
Yeah, I've actually censored my language. I don't know.
And you've done a good job
so
of censoring your language.
Allie. Yes.
Thank you.
How very wholesome of you.
Particularly on that rant about men. That was about to go
that
pretty.
Was gonna,
I didn't say any swears that whole time.
I know, and we were going to have Jen in frame with you saying all those swears. So really good job of reining it in.
Her
okay,
publicist
we need to do real
heads.
Quick. We need to do... Grant's journal.
Oh.
Grant. Oh, you explain. You explain how
so
Grant's journal
So Grant's
works.
Never journaled before, and a listener of the podcast sent us these Mario Kart journals, and Grant decided to start practicing journaling, although, to be honest with you, his journaling practices are a bit unconventional, as he will write down a thought and then read it out loud to us and then cross it out, which is...
I
Which
heard about
plays
this.
Plays with your checklist.
Yeah, actually, that's right.
I'm also
how
a fan
full
of the
circle.
Checklist. Exactly.
Yeah,
full circle
there
you.
Like, I got to get the thought out and cross it out because we're done with that. Right?
Totally.
You know what I'm saying?
And we have a little
Grant's journal,
Sterling
Silver.
And then we do.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Grant does his journal.
Wow,
that's
beautiful.
How that goes.
Beautiful.
All right.
There's also a second component of Grant's journal that we'll get into. But first of all, something I have to get off my chest and then cross out is that I'm back on my Starbucks hatred tour.
Oh,
yeah.
You're not liking Starbucks
because
again?
Well, it
why?
Does suck.
It because every time I'm forced to go there out of convenience and somebody needs to solve this problem of good coffee that's also convenient. Because unfortunately, you can only have good coffee. That's not
the really fancy
whatever.
Coffee doesn't open until like 9 a.m.
And you have to find a
parking
spot.
And it's not a drive-through.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm on the go.
Are you
go,
a coffee
you
drinker?
Know?
I love coffee. Yeah. Grant, are you the kind of person who can taste like a hint of the meadow and a
See?
Touch of cinnamon in this coffee?
Yes. Yes.
No.
No.
No, which well, I think is even more evidence towards Starbucks being so bad is that I'm someone who's not even that
Grant,
particular.
Grant like loves McDonald's coffee. One time I brought him a really
it's
nice
true.
Coffee.
But that's its own genre.
He took a sip and went, oh, it's aromatic.
I don't love super fruity coffees that are like traditionally traditionally quote unquote good coffees. My final question of the podcast is, what's your favorite form of potato and what does that say about you?
Favorite form of potato? Ooh,
mm-hmm. Great question.
Mm-hmm. Excellent question. I don't think I've ever been asked that in my life.
Whoa.
Favorite form of potato?
It's not taut right now.
Foie gras.
Mm-hmm.
What is foie gras?
Yeah.
I know the name
this,
of it.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I kind of think fries like take my leave them. Dylan loves them.
You're my not into
Dylan.
Fries.
Wait, what?
I mean, sweet potato. I feel like sweet potato fries are a special type of fry.
I've never known someone to not be into fries.
Oh, Jen, this was going so well.
Forgive me, viewers. Forgive me.
So what's your favorite? What's your favorite mash?
You know, okay, I think my favorite would have to be... You know when the sweet potato has like the butter and the cinnamon?
Yeah.
Like a baked one.
Yeah.
Like a baked sweet potato.
Yeah.
I think
Respect.
That's my my favorite potato.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. Grant, do you have a favorite potato?
It might be it.
The heavy sigh picked up on my.
I know. It might be curly fry.
Oh,
it might be curly.
Have
fry.
You ever
You're an
seen
Arby's guy.
At like the fair when they have those really long skewers and they have the potato sort of looking like a butterfly going down the skewer?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of.
I've yet to try those, but I'm sure
Wait, Grant, is this a Michigan thing? I feel like I've never seen this
before. It does feel like a Midwest
before.
State Fair thing. It definitely feels
like a state
it.
Fair thing.
Grant,
I have
do you
not
have title
lived,
options
fully.
For us today?
Yeah, we'll close out. Unfortunately, we have to close out the podcast with this beautiful session right here.
Well, we don't because we have two different things left. Allie still has
that, that's true. That's true. Okay, so every episode I write down three potential titles, mm-hmm. and you all are going to vote, decide in your head what you think the best title is. And then on the count of three, you guys are going to, without telling each other, on the count of three, you guys are going to say, welcome back to this week's episode, blank, whatever you think it is.
Got it.
And we'll hopefully all say the same thing. Mm. Like magic!
The three potential titles are number one, Magic Camp.
Right.
Totally.
Fluffy Green Hat.
Love.
Totally.
And Crusty Ear Coin.
Crusty Ear Coin. Okay. What is it? What are they again?
Magic Camp, Fluffy Green Hat. Crusty Ear Coin.
Okay, we make our decision in our head, and then we say, welcome back to this week's episode. Okay. Whatever we think it is.
Ooh. Ready?
Ooh. Hold on, I gotta decide. Hold on,
I'm deciding between two.
Yeah.
For me, it's quite obvious.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome back to this week's episode of
Magic Camp! Gabe, you're obviously not magic like us.
Oh, man.
Thanks to Malala. Only girls can be magic now. You heard it. You heard it, boys.
Only girls
you
can
don't
be
get
magic
to be now. Magic anymore.
Amen to that. Allie, it's time for you to rank the brothers today.
Oh, okay. Every week I rank my brothers, and I write a little original song to introduce it.
Ooh, okay.
Another ballad.
Okay, let me give you not another ballad.
Sure. Ranking my brothers again this week. It's gonna be so fun to rank them because I feel so powerful. Ranking my brothers, it's time to do it now. It's the ranking of the brothers. This week, since I have three brothers here, we'll do it pageant style. This week, the second runner-up, no, sorry, the first runner-up is Gabe! That's
because...
That
means I got second place?
He bought me Zanku chicken for dinner. Now, I know I'm supposed to Venmo him, but I'm not going to. Thank you, Gabe!
Unbelievable.
And now, the number one brother this week is... Dun 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 dun. Jay!
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
My only magic sibling.
Woo!
Jen.
Oh my gosh, I'm ranked as the best brother.
Yeah, you're the best brother.
I've never been ranked as the best brother before.
That's right. Well,
wow.
It's time.
It's so
time.
Exciting.
Everyone
thank
has
you,
their
bro.
Time.
Of yeah. course, bro.
Everyone has their time. Lately, I've got to say, we do have, we are keeping track of who wins, and it has not been me. Your boy has been on a losing streak of the ranking of the
brothers.
Well,
just like the Emmys, you can buy your way into a win if you would like.
Okay. Now we know that that's happening. That, I didn't know was a possibility. I will be spending appropriately. Friends, we're so thankful that you listened to this week's episode. We're really, really grateful to have made a new friend. Out of Jen Kramer.
I am so grateful to have made a new friend in you three, my brothers.
Dude.
Also, you know what? When you mentioned that Gabe got you chicken for dinner, I had an idea. May
oh
I?
My gosh, it's happening again. Something's happening again. I can't
Thank
wait.
Thank you so much. All right, what's desk cameras? This one? Okay, to our honorary brothers and sisters watching here.
There's money.
Let's see what we can do here. This might not be enough. These $2 might not be enough to cover the chicken bowl. So would you make sure it's real money? Like you can
uh-huh.
feel it based on the
Gabe's making sure
it's
the
got
money.
That
it's like
a
cloth material.
Yeah, okay? Almost a waxiness to it.
It has that
yeah.
kind of waxiness to it. Watch. If we take the $2.
Uh-huh. What's happening? Watch.
It'll happen on the third fold. One, two, and... That's the third one where it turns into the 100 bill.
Wait.
And
wait,
so that
wait.
Way, the chicken bowl can be on this honorary brother.
No. Right now,
put this towards, oh, my God.
Put this towards your chicken bowl.
No sleeves.
No sleeves.
Where did it go?
Chicken, wait, you don't even need a job. Where if you can go? Make two, if you can make $2 into $100, you wouldn't even need to work.
Yeah. Why are you doing so many shows?
Why are you doing so many shows?
You're working
Jen, take
so
a break.
Hard. Take
just
a weekend
make
off.
Money.
Just turn tiny money into big money.
Yeah. The whole weekend.
It seemed like
bills,
it was so easy for you.
Yes.
Yes. No one would know. Oh my gosh, the treasury just missing cash. It's all headed towards Vegas. Friends, thank you so much for listening. Please follow Jen Kramer. Please go check out Jen's stuff if you're in Vegas. Please go see the show Friday, Saturday, Sundays.
5 p.m. Sensible time.
That's every day of the weekend. Every single day of the weekend, there's a show.
For 8 years.
With Jen
in it. I can't
believe
it.
That's so impressive.
I really appreciate being here with you guys. Thank you for the warm welcome to the fam.
Dude.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
This was a blast. We're trying to think, what else do I need to say? Jen's here.
We have a live show.
Jen's got a show. We've got a live show August 16th here in LA. If you're around, come hang.
Grant
it's gonna
will
be
there. Gabe will be there. I'm
like
not
this.
Sure if I'm coming or not. So.
Oh, Allie might just skip out, but we do have.
I might get a better invitation to something else.
We do have two Broadway performers who have been former guests of the show joining us. We're going to make them sing and probably do some other silly stuff. Emily Skeggs and Kobe Getzig will be there. I'll be touring a little bit in November. Our sign-off are as follows. 2026, girl, cook something. There's something in your freezer that needs to get cooked. Cook it.
If you're safe and if you're comfortable and if there's not a man there.
2026, boys,
have
more
whimsy.
And honestly, let's add this. 2026, boys, add more whimsy. My camera. Boys, ask a couple more questions.
That's right.
Okay, have more whimsy. Have a couple more questions. Piper, put your shoes on. We have a young listener whose mom requests that she stops taking her shoes off in the car when they're listening to the podcast.
Yeah. Piper, so put your shoes back on.
Piper, we're all wearing our shoes. So you can be part of the shoes on club.
Everyone has shoes on here at Mom Said. Yeah. And this one, I'm feeling very guilty to ask Jen to join us in our final sign off. And those of you that are listening know and can feel in my spirit what's coming next, but we say to our youngest listeners, you don't have to join, Jen. You don't have to join.
I feel like I need to practice
you're
this in my
classy.
Free time.
You're too classy. You're too
She's classy.
Generous.
She's classy. Let's just end it.
Thank you. I'll work out. I'm going to be rehearsing that. I'll be just in the mirror by myself. Just.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe the fact that it's even hard for you to do is a testament to your kindness and your
She's
grace.
She's like a Disney princess.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
You're
why?
So sweet.
Just
so
dragging
kind.
The name of Jen Kramer so through God. The Mom Said mud. Thank you for joining us. We love you guys.
Thank you.
Hit it, Grant.
We gotta go.
We gotta go. Goodbye.
Why did you sing over me?